Imam Hassan ibn Imam Ali Naqi alayhim salam was born in Medina on the 10th of Rabiu Sani 232 Hijri or 845-846 AD. His kunyat or nickname was Abu Muhammad, and titles are Al-Askari and Az-Zaki. His only son, Imam Muhammad Mahdi alayhi salam, is his successor and the Imam of our time. Imam Muhammad Mahdi alayhi salam is in occultation, awaiting Allah's command to reappear and clear the world of injustice, tyranny and oppression. Imam Hassan Askari was 22 years of age when his father was martyred. The period of his imamate following his father's death was 6 years. Imam Hassan Askari lived almost his entire life under house arrest in Samarra. As for the name Al-Askari, there are two interpretations. The word Askar in Arabic is used for army. According to some, our 11th Imam's title became known as Askari as he lived all his life in the garrison town of Suraman Ra, 60 miles north of Baghdad. Suraman Ra is today known as Samarra. But to most historians, the real reason for the 11th Imam to be called Askari was due to a miracle performed by the Imam during the time of the usurper Caliph Mutawakkil. Mutawakkil gathered a huge army and boasted in front of the Imam about the strength of his army. In response, the Imam asked Mutawakkil to look through the Imam's two fingers. The Caliph saw a huge army of armed angels ready for the Imam's orders and was astonished at this miracle. Therefore, the Imam was named Askari, meaning the man with a big army.
Imam Askari spent 22 years in the care of his father, Imam Ali Naqi alayhi salam. His upbringing was like the other Imams and members of Ali Bayt, which was full of divine knowledge and exemplary character. We present two narrations that reveal his divine self from his very childhood. Once, when Imam Hassan Askari was a child, he fell into a well near their house. When his father, Imam Ali Naqi, finished praying, he was told of the incident. He went towards the well, the water rose, and all saw the 11th Imam sitting peacefully on the water and praying.
In another narration, Behlol, a well-known companion of Imam Musi Kazim alayhi salam, saw the young Imam Hassan Askari in grief while other children were busy playing with their toys. He asked whether the Imam was sad because he had no toys to play with. The Imam replied, "We have not been created to play." The young Imam went on to say, "Have you not read the Quran where it says, 'Do you think we have created you in vain and that you will not be returned to us?'"
A detailed account of the marriage of Imam Hassan Askari was related by Allama Majlisi in Bahar al-Anwar. A brief summary of the account is presented here. The Imam's wife, Nergis Khatun, was a princess, the granddaughter of the Emperor of Rome. Her mother was a descendant of the disciple Simon, the vicegerent of Prophet Jesus. When her grandfather, the emperor, was to marry her to his nephew, a great storm arose and people were frightened and left assembly hall. Her grandfather, who also fell down, cancelled the occasion. The princess had also seen a dream in which the Prophet Muhammad had asked Jesus for the marriage of Simon's granddaughter to his grandson Hassan Askari. She had also seen Bibi Fatima, Binti Muhammad, and Maryam, the mother of Jesus, in a dream, who explained to her that Hassan Askari could not come to her unless she became a Muslim and declare that there is no God but one God, and Muhammad is the last apostle of God. The young lady accepted this, and soon after she saw Hassan Askari in her vision. Imam Ali Naqi, who had sent some of his confidence for her, received the princess in Samarra. He also informed her that she was to be married to his son Hassan Askari, as she had seen in her dream, and that she was to be the mother of the one who was to bring justice in the world.
Al-Mutawakkil, like other Abbasid and Umayyad caliphs, had a strong animosity towards the Ahl Bayt. He had placed Imam Ali Naqi alayhi salam and his family, including Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam, under house arrest in Samarra and had orders to prevent any Shia from having any contact with them. The reign of Al-Mutawakkil ended when his son Al-Muntasir assassinated him with the help of Turkish soldiers. The reign of Al-Muntasir was short and was succeeded by Al-Musta'in, Al-Muta'az, Al-Mutawakkil, al-Muhtadi, and finally al-Mutamid. The repression under these caliphs increased now that the Shia population had reached a considerable level in both numbers and power. The Abbasids knew that Shia Muslims believed in the Imamate and that the 11th Imam would have a son who was the promised Mahdi. Also, the coming of the Mahdi had been foretold by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in many ahadith. In order to prevent Imam Mahdi's birth, Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam was kept under close watch by the Caliphate. After bribing the guards, Ahmad ibn Ishaq was able to visit the Imam. He noted that the Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam was imprisoned in a tunnel under the Caliph's palace. His food consisted of only one glass of water and some dry bread a day. Ahmad said he wept when he saw the Imam's condition.
Even though the Imam was in prison, he continued teaching as the Prophet and his Ahli Bayt had taught before him. He also blessed the Ummah with unparalleled services. For example, during a severe drought in Samarra, due to the prayers of a Christian priest, rainfall occurred. Some of the Muslims who were weak in their faith began considering to embrace the faith of the priest. Caliph Mu'taz Billah requested Imam Hasan Askari for help. The Imam came where people had gathered and asked the priest to pray again for rain. When the priest raised his hands to pray, it started to rain. The Imam asked that whatever was in the priest's hand should be taken away. The Imam, because of his divinely gifted knowledge, knew that the priest concealed in his hand a bone acquired from the grave of one of the prophets. It was due to the divine blessings on the bone of this prophet that it rained. Once that bone was taken away from him, his prayers were ineffective and no rain occurred. After this, the Imam performed 2 rakat of prayers and he raised his bare hands to the Almighty God and begged for rain to come and wipe out the drought. Soon the rain fell so much that the land became fertile again and crops began to grow.
Although Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam endured great sufferings and was confined under house arrest for most of his life, many students of Islam benefited from his divine knowledge and later became scholars in their own fields of study. The Imam taught the Quran and instructed his followers in the true teachings of Islam as taught by the Prophet of Islam and his Ahl Bayt. In fact, Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam wrote a complete tafsir or exegesis of the Quran, which was mentioned by many scholars and historians, including Kulaini and Saduq. Another famous student of the Imam was Abu Ali al-Hasan ibn Khalid, who prepared a commentary of the Holy Quran as dictated by the Imam. Imam Hasan Askari also dictated many traditions of the Holy Prophet. He discussed with the non-believers about the existence of God and the reasons for the necessity of the prophets and imams. Consequently, many atheists converted to Islam at his hands.
The Imam also defended the oneness of God, the Quran, and Sunnah in effective ways. Once a philosopher, Ishaq al-Kindi, wrote a book entitled The Contradictions of the Quran. Imam Hasan Askari instructed one of the philosopher's disciples to present the following question to the philosopher. Is it possible that what the master of this Quran means is different from what you think you understand? So what is the benefit of writing about contradictions in the Quran if the divine meaning is different from what you think? If God means other than the meanings which you think, then you have fabricated what the Quran means. The philosopher was perplexed at the soundness of the argument and was convinced that no one other than a member of the Ahli Bayt could present this argument, and that he must truly be the 11th Imam. The philosopher then burned his entire book.
According to Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam, a mu'min or true believer is the one who prays 51 rakat of salat daily. 17 of these rakat are obligatory and 34 are nafal rakat. Prostrates on Haq-e-Shifa, the earth around the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala. Wears a gate or carnelian rings on his right hand. Recites Ziyarat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The Imam specifically advised reciting Ziyarat-e-Arba'een on the day of Arba'een. The mu'min pronounces Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in a clear and loud voice while praying, repeats the verses of Azan and Iqama twice, prays the Fajr prayers before the stars disappear, and the Asr prayers before the sun disappears over the horizon. The mu'min recites kunut in his prayers, dyes his hair and beard, and recites 5 takbirs in the Salatul Mayyit.
The Imam has also said, there are 2 characteristics which surpass all others, having faith in Allah and benefiting one's brothers in faith. To fulfill one's duties is the best ibadah. Behind every trouble is a blessing and boon.
With all their repression and power, the Abbasid rulers could not prevent the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. As the Holy Quran promises in Surah Ali Imran, and the best of planners is Allah. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam's zuhur or birth occurred on 15th of Shaban, 255-256 Hijra. Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam had a great responsibility, formed the Shias about the next Imam and his occultation. Also, Imam Hasan Askari had to hide his son in order to save his life from most of the people. One fortunate exception was Imam's close companion Ahmad ibn Ishaq. On one occasion, the Imam told Ahmad ibn Ishaq, "O Ahmad ibn Ishaq, from the creation of Adam, Allah has never left the earth without his successor and will never do so until the day of judgment." Then the Imam went to his house and returned with a 3-year-old boy whose face was filled with a halo of light. He said, "O Ahmad, if it were not for your eminence in the eyes of Almighty Allah and His chosen people, I would not have shown you my child. His name and nickname are the same as that of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and it is he who will fill the earth with justice after it has been corrupted with oppression. By Allah, he will live through a long occultation from which people will not survive perdition and deviation, except for those who stand firm on believing in his imamat, and those who are honored with the opportunity to pray for haste in his reappearance." Ahmad ibn Ishaq narrates, "The minute I asked Imam Askari alayhi salam, 'Will any sign or miracle appear to make me confident?' the child began speaking, 'I am the remainder of Allah or Baqiyatullah on earth, the one who will take revenge on the enemies of Allah, and after seeing me, do not search for any other signs.'"
Like the Bani Umayyads, the Abbasids were afraid of the exalted status of the Imams, their divine knowledge and their rule over the hearts and minds of the people. So like his predecessors, in a rage of jealousy, Al-Mutamid decided to put an end to the Imamah through every possible means once and for all. Thus, on the orders of Al-Mutamid, Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam was poisoned and was martyred on 8th Rabiul Awal 260 Hijri. He was only 28 years old. Imam Muhammad Mahdi alayhi salam was 5 years old when his father was martyred. When people including Al-Mutamid lined up for the funeral prayers, the young Imam came out of the house and told his uncle Jafar, who was leading the funeral prayers, that only an Imam can lead the funeral prayers of an Imam. Many Shia saw the 12th Imam for the first time. Immediately after the prayer, the Imam went inside his house and was not seen by his pursuers led by the Caliph Mutamid himself. Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam was buried in the same house where he had died, by the side of his father Imam Ali Naqi alayhi salam. In the passage of time, the house was transformed into a great mausoleum, and pilgrims from all over the Islamic lands came to pay their homage to the 2 Imams of Ahl Bayt who were buried there. Sadly, the enemies of Ahl Bayt bombed the mausoleum, thereby destroying most of the building in 2006 and 2007. But in the best traditions of the love of Ahl Bayt, the rebuilding of the shrine soon began, and presently it is nearing completion.
In the end, we'd like to say a word about Chup Tazia. The martyrdom of Imam Hasan Askari is commemorated every year on the 8th of Rabiul Awal by Shia Muslims throughout the world. This day is usually regarded as the last day of the mourning period that begins in the Islamic month of Muharram. In some places in Pakistan and India, the commemoration is observed through a procession called Chup Tazia, which can be defined as a silent procession carrying a tazia. The procession under the name of Chup Tazia is believed to have originated in Lucknow, India.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. السلام عليك يا ولي الله السلام عليك يا حجة الله وخالصته السلام عليك يا إمام المؤمنين ووارث المرسلين وحجة رب العالمين، صلى الله عليك وعلى آل بيتك الطيبين الطاهرين، يا مولاي يا أبا محمد الحسن بن علي، أنا مولى لك ولآل بيتك، وهذا يومك وهو يوم الخميس، وأنا فيه ضيفك ومستجير بك فيه، فأحسن ضيافتي وإجارتي بحق آل بيتك الطيبين الطاهرين.